It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
What's going on? What are you doing? Tanya Dungaskigo, then on the Watahusa Dutch, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodus, and the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC is celebrating our funding drive with the second annual Radiothon, and it kicks off on Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. and concludes Saturday, November 29th at 10 a.m. That's 50 hours of original first-run programming right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh yeah, it's the funding drive.
Good morning.
We got Cindy in the house here.
Yep.
I'm feeling a little bit of pressure. We're kicking off the Radiothon, you guys.
Yeah.
Radiothon. If you don't know what you're doing, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're a super old radio station, campus and community, and it's our funding drive right now. So if you want to check out CFRC.ca to find out all the good things, you might not need to do that this morning and the next 48 hours because we're going to keep you pretty busy with information and good times. CFRC. So
yes, 50 hours of original programming, except we know you love your Democracy Now. Democracy Now is the only thing that is syndicated in the next 50 hours. Everything else is live original content from your CFRC volunteers, your favorite programs. There's a ton of super fun evening programs. Jeff the movie nerd is getting raunchy, I think, on Saturday morning from 4 till 6. We've got
4 till 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's doing it live. There's a lot of after dark versions of things and some one-offs. So this is a great time to tune in and to donate to your station.
When I first started on CFRC, I was an overnight person. We did 12 to 2. It sounds pretty weak compared to 4 to 6 a.m. But yeah, I'm not saying anything goes, but a lot of things go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things go. So you might want to stay up late and check all that out. Hey, I checked out Ales and Amps last Thursday night.
How was that? I didn't end up making it. I was so sad.
I had a whole, like, hello, fellow kids moment a few times. Saw some great CFRC people there and other young people that I know, and it was wonderful. It was really fun and, yeah, melancholy at times because it was a bit of a swan song, but I love Clay Pigeons because they're up again tonight. It's Coachella back at the Ale House.
Oh, nice.
With Blunt Force, Llama, and Doghouse, so Go again.
You know what? I might make an appearance.
Yeah, and Blunt Force Llama with Clay Pigeons, that's a great double bill right there. Mm-hmm. Lots of activity up on stage, lots of musicians in general on stage. And even if each of those musicians brings three friends, it'll be a packed house. There's so many of them. So yeah, there's another option there for you to go and check out some more student bands as we almost end our semesters. When do classes end, Millie?
I think this is the last week of classes for most people. At least for me it is.
Jeez.
And then next week is exam prep, and then week after is when I have all my exams. Like 4 days back to back, I have all my exams.
Oh, geez. Okay, we'll be checking in on Millie.
I don't know if I'll make it, guys. This might be my last show. I'll miss you all dearly.
No, I feel a little guilty because we prevented you from studying a few times this semester.
Oh, no, no, no. This is more important. Don't worry.
Oh no. Okay. Well, moving on to Millie's future as a student. Maybe we'll get another semester out of Millie. Maybe that'll be the good news there. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We are playing a lot of great new music, and I wanted to mention 4017th Local Band. They have an album launch on January, I think, 23rd.
Yeah, big announcement. KPP.
Boom Factory. This is a great band. Hey, another big announcement I heard in the promos. Slaves of Spanky has another Christmas show on December 19th.
December 19th. If I know the tickets were selling really fast. They're with Hate Keach and somebody else, but it's a fundraiser for the holidays. I mean, when they did their shows at Stages, they were so much fun. I can't imagine how wild it's going to get in an intimate setting like the Broom Factory.
Let's go, townies. They've done the Broom Factory before, and I'm very excited. Really, is it Christmas until we get a Slaves of Spanky show?
So
get those tickets now. It's very important. So anyway, we're going to start off with some 4017, but lots of other stuff. Millie, what do you got coming up?
Yeah, I've got some, I put Court by The Help on here. The Help is one of my favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
They just dropped a new, and supposedly their last album, they keep claiming, although I don't know how true that is, but they released Riviera last Friday, I think, or Thursday, and if you guys don't know who that band is, go check them out. They're fire. I'm really excited. We've got plenty of stuff coming up. It's going to be great. We've got, 47 Teeth, Big Special, Elder Island, Bug Teeth. It's going to be a good show.
Let's go. It's the Radiothon on CFRC.
city. Our kids will ignore the setting sun. Another plaintive native that bleeds the blood of everyone. The bell awoke the city. Our kids will turn from the rising sun. Another plaintive native sings into a smoking gun.
War, it's just a little war. Best get out our pens and heave the holy oar for the times we live in. Bring wisdom to the rich and respite to the poor. When it's skillful signal time, heavy northern cold. Looks like the bomb is back. Heard memories from my dad, and he's not that old. The future's at the sack. The receipts have been sold. Looks like the bomb is back. So you best be free.
Time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives.
My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?
Walking the past so many, paced a million times. Drown out the voices in the air, leaving the ones that never cared. Picking the pieces up and building to the sky. My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning.
Is this entertaining?
Don't mind.
right.
Radiothon.
Yup.
Kicking it off. I was going to say kicking it off old school. I don't know. Are we?
I think we did. I mean, is Imagine Dragons old school?
Yeah.
Hey.
So Imagine Dragons, that goes out to Spence. Spence is probably one of our youngest donors to the funding drive at 8 years old.
Wow.
So thanks, Spence, for helping support the station and for recommending that song. I hope you have a great day at school today, Spence.
We all do.
Have a good day at school, Spence.
Fantastic. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I don't think that's old school necessarily, but maybe for Spence it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. What were you up to? Millie, you were up to things.
Well. Thank you for asking, Cindy. Last week, I'm very grateful I was got to be featured in a Tiny Horse music video. For those of who don't know, Tiny Horse, obviously the most goated band ever, quite frankly.
That's it.
Kira, one of the members, is my downstairs neighbor, and she's awesome. If she's listening right now, hey. And yeah, she invited me and a couple of my friends to be extras in her music, in a couple scenes of her music video, and it was awesome. And I ended up meeting Brett from the Glorious Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely guy.
Was he wearing shoes?
No, actually, now that you mention it. Honestly, he was hilarious. It was a lot of fun. I met her parents as well. Guys, it's gonna be awesome. The music video looks so good. So good. It's fun. I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. it was a wet set, so we all had beer, but we also were smoking these fake indoor cigarettes. And guys, when I tell you, that is the worst smell you will ever smell in your entire life. It smells like a burning body. It's really bad.
I don't know how I feel about this music video so far, Millie. You're not selling it as the best thing ever.
So
but
is this a song we've heard before?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yes, we actually played a little demo of the song when we interviewed Tiny Horse. It's the music video for Disco. The song comes out on December 12th, guys. They just released the date that they're dropping it, I think yesterday.
Yes.
And yeah, the song comes out December 12th. Very, very exciting. I'm not sure if the music video drops the same day, but
I hope so.
No. It's going to premiere at the
Kingston Canadian Film Festival.
Yep. To which I will be there. So yeah, guys, keep an eye out for me. I'm in the blue sweater and the tinfoil hat in the back.
We'll all be at the Kingston Canadian.
Yeah, I think we should put Millie on the red carpet to interview all the bands.
I'm going
to
be working at the Isabel.
You're at the Isabel for that? Okay, yeah. we'll spread out.
But I'll come say hi.
All right, we'll do it.
I've reached out multiple times now looking for a volunteer position and still have not heard back, so...
Just give it some time.
Yeah.
Give it some time. I know, it's tough out there, but yeah, you'll be there in some way. We'll make that all happen. I'm so excited for Tiny Horse. We were asking them about things, and I don't see any shows necessarily.
Not that I'm aware of
but
yet.
But I think they're just going to surprise us, which...
Oh,
I love to be kept guessing. How long was the shoot? How long did it take?
Maybe like two-ish hours, something like that.
Bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, because it was just, I think, like two scenes from the music video. The rest of it I took place at, like, outside in some different locations, but it was so much fun, and the crew was awesome. It was like probably one of my top 10 experiences ever that anyone could ever experience, to be honest.
All right.
Frankly, yeah.
Well, so let's hear some Tiny Horse. What do we got?
We are going to throw up a personal favorite of mine, Kiss Me, from First Rodeo. Yeah. And I'm also going to throw in some Glorious Sons.
Why not? What'd you pick?
They released a new single in September called New Plan.
Yes.
And so I'm going to play that because I was actually just bumping that the other day, and it's amazing.
Wonderful. Okay. I love the Glorious Sons with fresh ears like yours. This is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is very fun. All right, look at you just knowing your local townie must-have bands mixed in with the campus lifestyle. Yeah, you're wearing all the hats. I love it. Okay,
Thank you.
The Radiothon. All listeners, cfrc.ca, if you want to find out more about our funding drive and how you can help us keep doing all the amazing things we're doing here. But in the meantime, I want to hear some Tiny Horse.
Tiny Horse.
The old me, I think you're walking round lonely, lonely, thinking, hold me, hold me. I'm dead tired, I'm sick of trying to stay inspired, 'cause I've been walking round on fire, on fire. I've been dead tired. So keep a light on. Look out your kitchen window. Here I am. Oh, we both know I'm not a great man, great man. But I can understand, understand. I've been thinking you should leave hell. I've been catching myself dreaming. I've been concocting up a new plan, 'cause I've been thinking you should leave him, leave him. I'm more self-aware, enough to know that I've been impaired. I made you think I knew you once, swear to God. can't believe you like the old me. I think you're walking round lonely, lonely, thinking only, only.
I bought a van, then we got on the road. The rocket left Houston. Please let me back into your life. one can surely tell. They're dancing limbo in limbo. They're in a conga line to hell. Tell me what's the reason? Tell me what's the use? There is no heaven. There is no proof.
Do
Right. Rock your world.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was Zero Goes by
Boutique Feelings.
Boutique Feelings.
Love it. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was a good set in general.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we yip-yap through all the music as we were playing that, but I felt like I was listening today.
Yeah, that was a bunch of new tracks by Canadian artists. So we had Boutique Feelings. Before that was Hot Mud, Sibby, Alex, or Ali X, Scarlet Fever. And we started off with No Bro, who's playing in town this week.
At the Brew Factory.
Highly recommend. Chancellor was the first person to ever mention this band to me, and he's been on that. He's been on that train the whole time,
yeah.
You know?
I really appreciate Chance's taste in music. It's weird, and I like it.
Yeah.
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 It's weird. It's hard. It's interesting.
Yes. But No Bro's also very accessible. Like,
oh, yeah.
Go and just have an amazing time. They're going to be so fun tonight, Broom Factory. And we've got a lot of things going on, as usual.
Yeah.
As usual. I find, like, Millie, your student, you said classes are about to end. Do people like to just go out and go crazy this weekend? Or are they, like, locking in going, like, oh, God, I didn't lock in the entire month of October, and here I am. What's the feeling on campus?
Well, that's the boat I'm in of, oh, my God, I haven't done anything. Oops. And, you know, all my friends are allegedly, no, we're not doing it this week. Guys, we're locking in this weekend. We're all just going to hit up the library. I don't believe it for a second.
All right.
I do not believe it for a second. I know everybody's like, no, nah, like, this is a time. Like, we're going to lock in. I guarantee you, Stages, Ale, Trin, it's going to, the lines are going to be around the block, wrapped down the street, okay?
Locking
I'm
in.
Betting money on it right now.
Locking into bottle service.
Yes, correct.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it's the last week of classes. Why don't we celebrate how far we've come before we have to enter the depressive hellhole that is exam season, guys?
I mean, I haven't seen any TikToks of library etiquette yet, so I feel we're not there yet. Once we start seeing the shame photos, yep, and, like, where's my jacket and who took it and that's my seat and you can't leave your laptop there all day and oh my God, there's a mouse. Like, I'm waiting for those and I haven't seen those yet. So to me, that's a sure sign of locking in.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that. It is Coachella tonight with student bands.
Yep.
So yeah, I think we know what's going to happen. And again, we'll be checking in with you periodically, Millie, to make sure you're all right. But yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
The confidence in that, yes.
No, a lot of people tell you who, you know, have done the whole post-secondary thing is we all still have those nightmares that you have an exam.
Oh, yeah.
That you, for a class you didn't sign up for, but you're still going for some reason. Yeah, like I still have an versions of that.
Yeah, getting lost to Matt Corey, that's still a nightmare I have.
Oh, my God.
For an exam.
For an exam. Yeah, you're late. The door's locked. Oh, my God, let me in and write this exam. So there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So
Matt Corey's layout is potentially one of the worst feats of architecture that I've ever seen in my entire life. Dope-ass building, super-duper cool. Like, the classrooms are insane. It's so cool, like, visually. Finding your class on the first day of classes? Not so much.
It's a test.
Not so much.
It's a test. Did you tour Queens before you chose it? Did you take one of the tours?
I didn't actually take an official tour. I walked around campus with my mom in a blizzard.
Okay.
And for some reason, I was like, yeah, this is it.
This is it.
Well, it was either I applied to three schools, that being TMU for some reason, even though I'm not interested in any of the programs they offer, U of T and here. And I did not get into TMU. I got into U of T in Queens, and I toured U of T, didn't love that Spadina went right down the middle of campus, and I was like, you know what? I like Kingston. It looks fun. Princess Street was a cool vibe. I actually went into your store, Cindy, and we looked around, and
you know what? You can like Kingston in a blizzard,
yeah,
you are prepared.
Yeah, that's what my mom said.
Anything Kingston can throw at you.
I mean, look at this morning, right? Like, look, you blew down the street to get here.
The wind tunnel that is Division.
Was the wind at your back, or was it?
Oh no, I was walking directly into that, fighting tooth and nail to get here this morning in like 60 kilometer per hour winds. It's probably a slight exaggeration, but not by much, to be honest.
I think those guests were exactly that. But yes, there's your weather report for this morning.
It's terrible and it's really bad. And yesterday I had an umbrella and it literally blew away and I have not seen it since. So
that's one of my favorite activities is post-storm umbrella watch.
Yeah.
Just seeing like the mangled corpses of umbrellas like that have been abandoned in like